France is hosting talks today among a dozen countries aimed at providing funding and rebuilding support to Sudan's war-ravaged Darfur region. Some 200,000 people have died and 2.5 million have been forced from their homes in 4 years of conflict between rebels and the government-backed Arab militia, the Janjaweed. Edward Carwardine, spokesman for the UN Children's Fund in the region, gave us an update on the humanitarian situation.
UNICEF, of course, has been working in Sudan and particularly in Darfur for a considerable period of time. And it's clear that over the last 12 months or so, the situation, particularly for women and children, has been a difficult one. I think in the last few months, we've seen some signs of progress and some signs of opportunity in terms of the humanitarian situation. And there have been some very positive discussions with our counterparts within the government about improving humanitarian access for both ourselves within the UN family, but also for non-governmental organizations. And we're hopeful that that those discussions will enable us to have more opportunities to reach the affected populations. But there are still considerable challenges facing us. One particular concern is the growing sense of general insecurity across Darfur. We've seen a number of attacks against humanitarian convoys and against humanitarian workers in the last few months. This is making our ability to go out and reach populations in need particularly difficult.